Listening Library presents First Test, Book 1 of The Protector of the Small Quartet, by Tamara Pierce. Read for you by Bernadette Dunn. Chapter 1. Decisions. Alanna the Lioness, the King's Champion, could hardly contain her glee. Baron Piers of Mindelin had written to King Jonathan to say that his daughter wished to be a page. Alanna fought to sit still as she watched Wildon of Cavill, the royal training master, read the Baron's letter. Seated across his desk from them, the king watched the training master as sharply as his champion did. Lord Wildon was known for his dislike of female warriors. It had been 10 long years since the proclamation that girls might attempt a page's training. Alanna had nearly given up hope that such a girl, or the kind of family that would allow her to do so, existed in Tortall. But at last she had come forward. Kelladry of Mindelin would not have to hide her sex for 8 years as Alanna had done. Kelladry would prove to the world that girls could be knights, and she would not be friendless. Alanna had plans to help Kelladry through the first few years. It never occurred to the champion that anyone might object. Alanna half turned to see Wildon better. Surely he'd read the letter at least twice. From this side, the puffy scars from his battle to save the younger princes and princess were starkly visible. Wildon's right arm was in a sling yet from that fight. Alanna rubbed fingers that itched with the urge to apply healing magic. Wildon had the idea that suffering pain made a warrior stronger. He would not thank her if she tried to heal him now.
"Goddess bless," she thought tiredly. "How will I ever get on?"